everybody, and welcome to Common Sense Revisited on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm your host for the next hour, Todd McGreevy, and we do appreciate you tuning in today on Saturday, October 1st, 2011. And welcome to all the listeners in the Dallas-Fort Worth area on AM 1140. Appreciate you tuning in as well, and everybody listening on the podcast or the archives. Appreciate you checking us out. And, of course, we hope you support Republic Broadcasting by, A, supporting the advertisers you hear on this network who help keep this communication alive, and, B, you can make a direct donation or subscription to archives at republicbroadcasting.org. That's republicbroadcasting.org. Highly encourage you to do that. Take a look at their archives. Take a look at their website. Always has excellent information there. Great headlines. Great resource for information about fighting tyranny and about staying aware of what's happening, both in the states, throughout the entire 50 states, as well as the nation and the world. Juggling a few things at once here, per usual. Unfortunately, let me turn off my Skype on this other machine here so that I don't keep getting interrupted. Sorry about that, folks. My website, thirdrailblog.com, where I have show links and show notes and so forth, typically may or may not be up during this broadcast. We've had some technical difficulties with our server this morning, working on that, but it should be fixed, by this afternoon. And today we are going to discuss numerous things. I'm going to try and stay on point, but there's just the Ministry of Truth is on overdrive, folks. It is incredible the amount of disinformation, propaganda, the brainwashing that is occurring. It's over the top. If you happen to have cable television where you live, I would encourage you to just lock your cable television on C-SPAN. It's really the only place that you can get anything that is semi-unfiltered, semi-accurate, and semi-truthful. It is the raw video footage you see on C-SPAN. And even C-SPAN has been known to be culpable with regards to propaganda, the way they present things and the way that their questionnaires or take phone calls and so forth. But for the most part, C-SPAN is pretty much the only place that you can actually find out what's going on unfiltered. Recently, there's been some hearings regarding special investigative committee to investigate contracting and subcontracting with the military industrial sector, and I think we're going to have a caller a little later in the show to talk about that. Apparently the malfeasance and the fraud is so egregious that, I mean, this is why it's like this should be front page headlines. This should be instead we're talking about $16 muffins at the Department of Justice. That's the headline, if you will. So we're going to talk a little bit about that. We're going to talk about, it's okay now for our government to order assassinations of U.S. citizens without due process. It's a drone nation, and we just live in it. We're going to talk about that. I can't even pronounce his name. Al-Awlaki is the slain cleric in Yemen per executive order, apparently. We're going to talk about that a little bit, and we're going to talk about some of the history of the CIA, of the Al-Qaeda. Excuse me, I was a Freudian slip there. I said CIA, which actually created Al-Qaeda. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about, also got a clip we're going to play after this next break that's going to be Judge Napolitano's statement, The Myth of Freedom in America. So stay with us, folks. We'll be right back. We're going to continue on with Common Sense Revisited, see if we can revisit some common sense. We'll be right back.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
And thank you for staying with us, everyone. You are listening to Common Sense Revisited on Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm your host, Todd McGreevy. And CommonSenseRevisited.com is the website for the namesake of this show. You can download the 48-page PDF for free at CommonSenseRevisited.com. It's the modern-day tribute to Thomas Paine's original. It's of the differences between indigenous power and surrogate power. And it's an excellent primer on bottom-up, chaotic organization for enforcing one's rights, essentially, and dealing with the history of a republic, the history of self-governance, the history of indigenous authority, meaning the rights and the authority that we have as humans, our human rights, if you will, that we have, whether or not there was a constitution or a bill of rights or any type of government formed in by man. We have these rights because they are natural. They are bestowed upon us by our creator. And the challenges we face are the struggle between man's law and God's law, man's law and nature's law. So anyway, it's CommonSenseRevisited.com is the website where you can download that for free. You can order copies of the magazine for yourself and your friends and family there at the website. And you can also order MP3 or CD-ROMs of it as well to put in your car or something like that on your iPod while you're jogging or something like that. So I encourage you to take a look at that. I was able to listen to a portion of Phil and LB on the previous show, Positively Unconstitutional. And I'm a fan of both LB and Phil, and I've followed LB's work at packandlaw.org. I have the book, The Red Amendment, sitting right next to me right here, the tome about the 14th Amendment and so forth. And I am curious, was hopeful that they could stay over for a little bit and talk. They, unfortunately, we didn't plan that out, so hopefully maybe in the future I could have them on the show as well, because I think there would be some fascinating dialogue. I am keen on the critique, on the criticism that Phil does lay at the feet of Ron Paul and Judge Napolitano of not telling the whole truth, is what I heard Phil say. And I think there is some merit to what Phil's criticism is, in that if he believes, I think, that Ron Paul and Judge Napolitano, who are, the so-called freedom fighters, which I believe they are, that they know more than they're letting on, because they're inside the beast, if you will. They know what's happening with regards to the corporatocracy, with regards to the corporation, with regards to the takeover of the people's government, if you will, and they're not sharing it in so many words, and certainly not to the degree of talking about state nationals and expatriation and so forth, at least not directly. And what I would propose is, we're going to listen here in just a few seconds here to a clip of Judge Napolitano. He has a show on Fox Business Network, and it's available online as well, and the transcript of his ending remarks from September 29th, I found on Lou Rockwell's blog, which is an excellent blog, lourockwell.com. The Myth of American Freedom is what this is called. And we're going to listen to this, and then I'm going to go back and revisit a few of the statements in here and address Phil's criticism, if you will. I think that might make for some interesting discussion. So let's go ahead and listen to this clip.
Does the government work for us, or do we work for the government? Is freedom in America a myth or a reality? Tonight, what if we didn't live in a free country? What if the Constitution were written not to limit government, but to expand it? What if the Constitution didn't fulfill the promise of the Declaration of Independence, but betrayed it? What if the Constitution actually permitted the government to limit and constrict freedom? What if the Bill of Rights was just a piece of paper that the government could avoid whenever it claimed the need to do so? What if the same generation, in some cases the very same people, that drafted the United States Constitution enacted laws that violated it? What if the merchants and bankers who financed the American Revolution bought their way into the new government and got it to enact laws that stifled their competition? What if the Civil War that was fought in the name of freedom actually advanced the cause of tyranny? What if the federal government were the product of 150 years of stealing power and liberty and property from the states and from the people? What if our political elites spent the 20th century importing the socialist ideas of big government statism from Europe? What if our political class was adopting the European political culture from which our founding fathers fought so hard to break free? What if our political leaders no longer acknowledged that our rights come from our humanity, but insisted instead that they come from the government? What if you had to produce your papers to get out of or into our once free country? What if you couldn't board a plane or a train or a long-distance bus without providing documentation telling the government who you are and where you're going, without paying the government, and without risking sexual assault? What if your local police department could shoot down a plane? What if government agents could write their own search warrants, declare their own enemies, and seize whatever property they want? What if the feds could detain you indefinitely with no visitors, no lawyer, no judge, or no jury? What if they could just make you disappear? What if the government broke its own laws in order to enforce them? What if the government broke down your door in the middle of the night and shot and killed your dog and claimed it was a mistake? What if you were required to purchase a product that you didn't need, didn't want, couldn't afford from a company you never heard of, just as a condition of living in the United States? What if the government told you what to put in your body and not to put in your body, and how much of it? What if the government claimed that since it will be paying your medical bills, it can tell you what to eat, when to sleep, and how to live? What if the government tried to cajole and coax and compel you into behaviors and attitudes it considered socially acceptable? What if the government spent your tax money to advertise to you how great the services are that it provides? What if the government kept promising to make you safe while all the time it was stripping you of your liberties and committing crimes in your name that made you a target of more violence? What if you didn't have a right to every dollar you earned? What if the government decided how much of your earnings it will keep and how much it will let you have? What if the government took money away from you and gave it to its rich banking and corporate friends whose businesses were failing? What if the government thought it knew better than you did how to lead your life and had no problem telling you so? What if the government took credit for every success your own human actions helped to achieve? What if the government told you that only it could build roads, run schools, keep you safe, and collect the trash and deliver the mail, even though it's never been able to do so efficiently before? What if the government spent nearly twice as much money as it took in? What if it couldn't pass a budget on a timely basis and just funded itself a couple of weeks at a time? What if the government kept borrowing money against the wealth of future generations to pay for wasteful programs today? What if you worked for the government and the government didn't work for you? What if freedom were a myth? What if we don't live in a free country? What do we do about it?
So that was Judge Napolitano's rant, which I think was extremely well put. I liked his format, the rhetorical questions. I think that this works on numerous levels with regards to communicating to people. It broaches some topics that I think have heretofore been not broached in the mainstream. And I consider him being on Fox Business News mainstream. I'm still amazed he even has a show, frankly, on such a platform. And, you know, whether you're a Tea Party patriot type person, whether you are so-called sovereign, whether you are a state national, you know, all the different things that, you know, tend to lean against the status quo, lean against the tyranny of a top-down government that we all suffer under. I think that Napolitano has brought up some interesting things that let's talk about a couple of them. For instance, he says here, what if the Constitution were written not to limit government, but to expand it? What if the Constitution didn't fulfill the promise of the Declaration of Independence, but betrayed it? What if the Constitution actually permitted the government to limit and constrict freedom? And what if the Bill of Rights was just a paper promise that the government could avoid whenever it claimed the need to do so? I mean, if you'd listened to this broadcast and other broadcasts on RBN, everything from forced vaccinations to arresting people for recording and filming a police officer during their duty to arresting a person like Julian Heichlin from standing in front of a courthouse and handing out literature. I mean, the Bill of Rights has been trashed, thoroughly trashed. And so I think the judge's rhetoric question is accurate. What if the Bill of Rights is a paper promise? Well, what if the same generation, in some cases the same people that drafted the U.S. Constitution, enacted laws that violated it? What if the merchants and bankers who financed the American Revolution bought their way into this new government and got it to enact laws that stifled their competition? And the most important question he asked, in my opinion, with regards to why I think that Phil and LB might want to give the judge a second look, all right, is what if the Civil War that was fought in the name of freedom actually advanced the cause of tyranny? The Reconstruction Act you guys were talking about and so forth in the previous segment. I think that the judge is on to it. I think he knows what you guys know. I just think that he and Ron Paul, frankly, have to eke these things out. They can't just, you know, en masse, you know, come out and wear this on their sleeve. You know, there's the whole question of which hill are you going to die on? You know, which hill is worth dying on? And while we may think that this hill is worth dying on, these guys have their own strategy and so forth. Now, I'm not inside their head. I haven't talked to them about this. I can't, you know, claim this for sure. But I do want to propose this to the critics that say that they're not acknowledging enough. They have a platform. They have an audience. They have the bully pulpit because of their positions. And I've heard Ron Paul, you know, say during a debate, you know, that we don't own the land, Ron. We're just tenants on the land. You know, that is the lifting the veil of the corporatocracy, lifting the veil of the fraud that is called mortgages, lifting the veil of the hypocrisy of paying property taxes, you know, that we are, so we think we own our own land. I mean, he said it out loud on national television. So I want to just put, you know, pose that point that I think that these folks know more than they let on, and that little by little, as these ideas and concepts are becoming more proliferated throughout the populace, that there's enough cover for them to come forward and start talking about these things little by little. So I think it's worth paying attention to, folks. I hear the music in the background. We're going to have to take another break here. You're listening to Common Sense Revisited on Republic Broadcasting Network. We'll be back in just a few. Stay tuned.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself, as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Common Sense Revisited. Thanks for staying with us, everyone. We appreciate you tuning in. And, you know, the Ministry of Truth is on an overdrive so much to brainwash you and keep the propaganda going. And what would we do without the Internet? I mean, it is a it's like the Gutenberg Press, you know. There was a revolution of ideas because of the proliferation of information after the press was invented, and now we have the Internet. And things are happening, you know, at a faster pace. But without it, I'm telling you, we wouldn't. The tyranny would be even worse, in my opinion. And so, fortunately, through this internet, we're able to learn things. Like, for instance, there is a BBC interview with a Wall Street trader, T-R-A-D-E-R trader, who actually kind of let the cat out of the bag about how things really are. We're going to listen to that in just a second. I want to put this in the context of Occupy Wall Street has been happening since September 17th, and this is a fairly spontaneous grassroots bottom-up effort to have an encampment in Wall Street and essentially protest the massive corruption and the bailouts and the you know, all the things that happened with TARP to the Federal Reserve, to, you know, essentially the banks took all kinds of risk with derivatives, all kinds of exotic products on the backs of the people, the housing crisis, the mortgage crisis, the balloon that popped. And instead of them being allowed to fail because they took too much of a gamble, too much of a risk, they're putting it on the backs of the people by essentially just carving out more ones and zeros for the fat cats while our future generations remain as debt slaves. And so there's folks down there, there's hundreds, thousands of people at Wall Street. The other day, 700 airline pilots joined them in some show of solidarity to show their disgust with the system, if you will. And the Occupy Wall Street didn't get really covered by any of the mainstream news for the first week or 10 days, not until there was some police brutality with macing people and so forth and arresting them for just, you know, frankly, exercising their freedom of speech. And now it's starting to, you know, trickle into the mainstream. But we're going to play this 3-minute clip, and then we're going to get to Kathleen, who's on hold from Iowa. This clip is it's a Wall Street trader who's been interviewed by a BBC reporter. Let's take a listen.
We keep hearing that whatever the politicians are suggesting, and admittedly it's all been rather woolly so far, isn't right. Can you pin down exactly what would keep investors happy, make them feel more confident?
That's a tough one. Personally, it doesn't matter. I'm a trader. I don't really care about that kind of stuff. I go with if I see an opportunity to make money, I go with that. So for most traders, it's not about, it's that we don't really care that much how they're going to fix the economy, how they're going to fix the whole situation. Our job is to make money from it. And personally, I've been dreaming of this moment for 3 years. I have a confession, which is I go to bed every night, I dream of another recession. I dream of another moment like this. Why? Because people don't seem to maybe remember, but the 30s depression, the depression in the 30s, wasn't just about a market crash. There were some people who were prepared to make money from that crash. And I think anybody can do that. It isn't just for some people in the elite. Anybody can actually make money. It's an opportunity. When the market crashes, when the euro and the big stock markets crash, if you know what to do, if you have the right plan to set up, you can make a lot of money from this. For example, hedging strategies is one. Then investing in bonds, treasury bonds, that sort of stuff.
If you could see the people around me, jaws have collectively dropped at what you've just said. I mean, we appreciate your candor. However, it doesn't help the rest of us, does it, or the rest of the Eurozone?
I would say this to everybody who's watching this. This economic crisis is like a cancer. If you just wait thinking this is going to go away, just like a cancer, it's going to grow and it's going to be too late. What I would say to everybody is get prepared. This is not a time right now to wishful thinking the government is going to sort things out. The governments don't rule the world. Goldman Sachs rules the world. Goldman Sachs does not care about this rescue package, neither does the big funds. So actually, what I would actually tell people, I want to help people. People can make money from this. It isn't just traders. What they need to do is learn about how to make money from a downward market. The first thing people should do is protect their assets, protect what they have. Because in less than 12 months, my prediction is the savings of millions of people is going to vanish. And this is just the beginning. So I would say be prepared and act now. The biggest risk people can take right now is not acting.
Alessio Rastani, thank you very much for talking to us.
So some sobering comments from that Wall Street trader whose name I can't pronounce and can't find this minute, but you can, if you just search engine, Day Trader Tells the Truth, you'll find it. There's 1.3 million views on one video. You know, it's a huge, well-watched piece. And we're going to be right here at the bottom of the hour. I'm going to bring Kathleen on, and we'll probably have to take a quick break. Kathleen, are you there?
Yes.
Hello.
Hi.
What's on your mind?
Well, I wanted to talk.
Just as it predicted, I apologize.
That's right. All right, I'll hold.
Just stay tuned, and we'll be right back on the other side of the bottom half of the hour. Be sure to support the advertisers you hear on RBN. We'll be right back with Kathleen from Iowa on Common Sense Revisited.
are listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Berkey purification systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
Attention RBN listeners. The Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees. But we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Visit it on Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm your host, Ty McGreevy, and we have Kathleen from Iowa on the phone. Kathleen.
Hi.
Hi.
Thank you. Thank you so much for taking my call. I really want to urge your listeners to watch the C-SPAN congressional hearings on the U.S. military strategy in Afghanistan and Iraq, as well as the wartime contracting waste, fraud, and abuse. It is must-see TV. It's what I call reality TV. And I don't really believe any of us have a clue as to how completely degraded this whole situation has become. I think if we all knew, Ron Paul would be at the absolutely taking this presidential race away. But they have identified, they created a commission to study this waste, fraud, and abuse, and the Congress did, and they reported last week. They figured that out of the $206 billion that has been paid out to wartime contractors, $60 billion has been literally identified as waste, fraud, and abuse, which is nearly half. And it the hearings included testimony about how it was impacting the soldiers, our soldiers over there, who are, you know, the contractors are making almost 10 times as much as our soldiers, and for the same jobs, and what they are going through and the risk that they are put in, the added risk because of these contractors and the fraud and waste and abuse. You will be so horrified, and unless we stand up for those soldiers, you know, we claim to care about them. We claim to care about supporting them, and yet this is going on, and the collective response of the Congress during these hearings were, well, let's try and work harder on this. Let's work together on this in the future to solve it. It's just absurd. Meanwhile, we've got $72 billion alone in infrastructure improvements in Afghanistan. Afghanistan alone, infrastructure, not military strategies or any of that, infrastructure improvements since 2002. And yet they have just found the geological and Pentagon people went over there in 2010 and found at least $1 trillion in natural mineral resources over in Afghanistan, copper, ore, gold, cobalt. It's considered the Saudi Arabia of lithium. Anywhere from $1 trillion to $3 trillion in untapped reserves. And yet China bids for the copper development, the copper mining contract, and without any boots on the ground like us, without their investment in infrastructure like us, they win the contract. So we're not even preferred partners. Now, this was back in 2007 that they won the contract. And to date, where all of that is in terms of its actual development, I don't know. But their contract included $2 billion in infrastructure improvements, which pales in comparison to what we have contributed. I mean, why we aren't first in line for any of that development is galling to me if I thought we belonged there in the first place. But make no mistake, we continue to be in Afghanistan because of these untapped mineral resources and getting our hands on the rights to them. So, but at the expense of the children, our children that we're sending over there, and I can't even. I'm practically in a tree over it. I'm just so appalled.
You're up in a tree, I take it.
Yeah,
over this.
I cannot stress enough how you must watch these because I cannot do it justice. You
right.
need to watch these.
Well, I've just while you were explaining it, I did go look at C-SPAN does have a very extensive video archive. And if you just search engine C-SPAN wartime contracting, you know, you'll find it. It's out there. And I'm going to link to it at our blog, thirdrailblog.com. I'll have it embedded and so forth. This is a Senate Committee on Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs. That's the committee.
Well, and also the Senate Armed Services Committee. That's
okay.
Also an important one because that, but the one that explains the risk and the travesty and the deaths that have occurred because these contractors aren't doing what they're supposed to be doing. I know that Bush had about 100,000 contractors over in Afghanistan and Iraq at the time of his leading term, and Obama ran on the promise. One of his promises to reduce the number of contracts over there, contractors. Well, he didn't reduce them. In fact, he doubled them because now there's well over 200,000. So he absolutely doubled the presence of contractors in these theaters. I am just but we need to understand. I mean, it explains why Ron Paul has so much of the military support that he has. And they know, they see what's happening. And they aren't allowed to speak up. It's against the law for them to speak up.
What do you mean by that?
Well, they aren't.
Who's
people
that?
Enlist the servicemen.
Oh, okay.
They cannot speak ill of the command.
I see.
It's an offense, a prosecutable offense. So they can't say anything. So it's up to us.
Yeah, we see what happens to a soldier who blows the whistle. He gets thrown in the brink.
Well, but what I am just
right.
I just can't say enough about how important this is. I don't know what it's going to take for this country to finally say enough and good people start running for the... I don't know. I do believe you, Todd, when you say that we have to start at the local level because that's where we can make changes, changes visible and real, and that it'll trickle upward because that's the framework of our country, of our governance. But we just need to get on board here. People have to become activists. That's all there is to it.
A news release came to our my newspaper the other day from the Department of Justice, and it was about Kellogg Brown and Root and a Saudi Arabia-based subcontractor, and they were in collusion with bribes, and they had been caught red-handed for it, you know, and there was a whistleblower that called them out and so forth, and it was, you know, totally fraudulent what had happened and so forth. And the result of this investigation, they got a deferred prosecution, this Saudi Arabia subcontractor, and they had to pay $13 million as part of this deferred prosecution to the federal government. And that was lauded as a big deal, like, yeah, they're going to get $13 million. And they got to keep their contracts, and they got to continue to do business as usual. And if they did not mess up anymore in 12 months or so forth, then this wouldn't even go on their record. And when I hear about these kind of things happening, see it in writing, and I know people that live in Iowa that are serving time, you know, in a prison right now for the huge, egregious offense. I mean, this person, it's a good thing they put him away because he was driving down the road on his private conveyance with no driver's license from the state of Iowa. And, man, they've got him locked up. They got him, you know, costing taxpayers $45,000 a year in shackles, essentially. But meanwhile, it's okay to go ahead and, you know, just totally screw over the American people, screw over the taxpayers.
Well, that's what happened with the big banks when they were caught laundering drug money, massive billions of dollars of drug money, and they got deferred sentences from prosecution and paid some paltry fine, like less than 1% of the profits they were making from the laundering. I can't remember
I remember that.
But I know that the fine was eventually paid by Wells Fargo because they absorbed that bank.
Well, this is part
But what I don't understand about the American people today is why they are sitting quietly by and not getting more involved on an activist level to deal with this. I don't know point the outrage will be enough. Because we still can deal with all of this peacefully, thoughtfully, strategically, and yet people just keep letting the government keep drawing the line, and we keep stepping over it. I don't get that.
Well, this is part of what the Occupy Wall Street folks are about. They call it the 99 percenters. You know, that it's 1% of the populace that is ripping off the rest of the 99%. And while the stuff that I've read on the blogs and some of the signs and the videos I've watched for the Occupy Wall Street folks, I think they're a little bit misled with regards to the term democracy. They think they're fighting for a democracy, and they don't quite understand that they live in a democracy already. That's why we have the problems we have, a socialist democracy, a communist democracy. But it is an interesting confluence of mindsets at this Occupy Wall Street. And so I think you're going to start seeing more and more of this happening on local levels. Maybe I heard there's something being planned in Chicago coming up. So maybe what you're talking about is going to occur, and we'll have more activism. We do have a caller on hold. Is there anything else, Kathleen?
No, I would just say that I wish that the police and the National Guard and, you know, the forces trying to contain these protesters would understand that these people on the street are representing them every bit as much. And that they should probably turn around and stand with them, so rather than abusing them. But anyway, thanks for listening.
Thanks for calling. We have Chad in Alaska on line two. Chad, are you still there?
Yeah. I strongly disagree with just about every caller I hear, and I don't think any of the things people are complaining or protesting about will make any difference, and I think the blame and the fingers should be pointing at everyone themselves, because the root of the problem is that parents have children that they do not provide sustainable land for, and they cast them into the corporate dependency state, and there they are, along with the fascists, and they must plunder all the landowners for their sustenance and destroy all land and property rights.
So, Chad, I heard you were a caller on the previous hour, I think, with Phil and LB, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I do remember you talking about this, about the agrarian versus the urban society and so forth.
I mean, a dependent people can never be free.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely. No, we are dependent upon the benefits, the so-called largesse, if you will. So, Chad, share with me then, what is your, you know, vision of a free society? How would it function? People wouldn't live in cities?
Parents only have children that they can provide sustainable land for, and then they're free to work for a corporation or something else. But when that is not feasible, they can always sustain themselves on their land, and they have no need to demand government save them.
So you're talking people should only have children if they can grow their own food and so forth?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Can you recall a society where that actually worked and that's how it went? I mean, how?
Well, yeah, the first 100 years of the nation.
Okay. And so.
And before that.
So I guess I'm just a little unclear. I mean, how would you? We have 300 million people in America now, and you know,
yeah,
many of them are in urban centers. So I mean, what is your?
That's what I'm saying. And if I say that overpopulation is a problem, then I'll get disconnected and no one, or I'll be run over. And
well, you know, Chad, let's explore that for a second, because I've heard many people talk about that. I've had friends of mine who consider themselves pretty liberal actually say out loud that that overpopulation is a problem. I had friends that consider themselves conservative say that. I don't think it's a totally fringe statement. My theory on that is, as I drive around, Iowa, I drive around different states in the Midwest, and if you get out even west in the upper Northwest, I think that we have nothing but bounty. I think that we have so much resources globally, in our own backyard, frankly speaking, literally, that we have so many resources at our disposal, but we waste them, and we allow this society to create a society of scarcity.
Yeah,
when it should be a society of bounty. So I don't think we have overpopulation. I think we have plenty of resources.
I'm not going to argue with that, because, I mean, to some degree, that's a personal perspective. I mean, some people want more wilderness, some people want less wilderness, some people don't care about it at all. And, that's just a matter of perspective. But my basic point is that a dependent people can never be free, and you're always dependent if you don't have land to sustain yourself.
Yeah, it's a good point, and more of us should be growing gardens. I concur. Well, I've been thinking about that a lot lately. More of us, you hear the advertisers on RBN. They're advertising about water systems and so forth, and taking care of your own. And I think that's. Do you have like a water cleaning system, Chad, or something like that?
Well, I use the Berkey filters.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I think that certainly becoming less dependent is key. I can't disagree with you at all on that, and I don't think it's necessarily a thing about whether I want more wilderness or less wilderness. What I'm trying to say is that we have – the resources are plentiful, whether it's ability to grow food or energy, whatever it is, and we have allowed this system of governance to create winners and losers. This goes all the way back to the Renaissance. I mean – the elite, they needed to have the poor. They didn't want the middle class, rising up and becoming more knowledgeable and be acting like they were upper class, because the upper class couldn't define themselves unless they had somebody to look down upon. If everybody was upper class, nobody'd be upper class. You know what I'm saying?
We can never eliminate corruption from man. I mean, we can try to make a better world, but we're never going to eliminate, all evil from men. And really, as long as we can sustain ourselves, the corruption of other men is basically irrelevant.
Well, that's a great point. If you're self-sustaining, you don't have to rely on others for your livelihood and so forth. I still think we're going to have neighbors. And, the old term was committees of safety was one of the terms back in the day during the early 18th century and so forth. And that's how people survived, was they knew their neighbors and their their sheriff or their county and so forth. So
yeah, I mean, no matter what people protest, no matter what changes are made, you're still going to have an elite class, and you're still going to have a dependency class, and in the long run, nothing will change.
Well, Chad, I hope that we can have a little more of a positive outlook, but I appreciate your call today and your input. Thanks a lot.
Thank you very much.
Take care. Bye. So one of the things that I wanted to talk about today as well, and you know, go ahead and do search engine out there, folks, the what Kathleen was talking about, because it is, in my opinion, worth watching. It's wartime contracting. The Senate Committee on Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs. It's on C-SPAN. That's c-spanvideo.org. You should be able to find it. And I'm hearing some music here. Looks like we've got to take our final break before the end of this show. So we'll be right back in about 3 minutes, folks, and we're going to try and revisit some more common sense. Stay tuned.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees. Just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough PureEffect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more. Or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Call now and take one of the most important steps you'll take to a healthier future.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Back, Common Sense Revisited, and our caller from Alaska, Chad, you know, he brought up a point that, you know, we can't be free if we're still dependent, and dependency means that you have to be able to, non-dependency means you have to be able to, you know, self-sustain, you know, grow food on your own land and so forth. And, you know, to that point, you know, we've seen situations where people in Michigan were growing food in their own front yard, and by some local, you know, ordinance slash, you know, fiat statute, this person was arrested and fined for growing vegetables in their own front yard. It's not as it's easier said than done with regards to becoming self-sustainable. I mean, the welfare state has grown around providing welfare to the so-called poor, so they can go and buy the food that the big agra and the big food industry grow. And so it's really just welfare to the corporations through the so-called poor people, if you will. That's why that system is in place. So it's a tall hill to climb, if you will. I would propose that, what can we do? We're talking about this, are the Wall Street, protesters, are they really changing anything? Well, they're bringing awareness to some problems. Awareness counts. You have to have civic education before you can have civic action, but you got to have civic action with the education. What action are you taking locally? And the challenge I've found here in Scott County, Iowa, where I live, is that when you follow something down the thread, I mean, whether it's, statutes at the state level about freedom to travel, or whether it's restrictions on being able to have a recording device in the courtroom, or whether it's to do with fraudulent mortgage practices with regards to land titles and so forth. At the end of the day, the powers that be will end up taking your property. That's how they end up enforcing their tyranny. They'll physically take your property. You didn't deal with the IRS in the proper manner. At the end of the day, they put publish a intent to lien on your property, and they enjoin the sheriff in your county to take your property, if you will. At the end of the day, you have a problem with something like, say, property taxes, for instance. You didn't pay that. They end up taking your property. Well, how is that done? It's done because of the compliance of the law enforcement in your community, and the law enforcement community is doing the bidding of the courts, and the courts are doing the bidding of the banks, and the courts are made up of attorneys, of bar card holders, and so forth. And I'm going to get into this more next week because we're too short at the end of this show. But there is a book out there called The Constitution That Never Was by Ralph Borizeski, and I'm pronouncing his name very poorly. Last name is spelled Borizeski, The Constitution That Never Was. And I'm just going to read a quick clip of this before the end of the show here. And this will hopefully illuminate what I think are some of the problems here. This book will show how the judiciary has managed to unlawfully secure great wealth and power from the very beginning, starting with the Constitutional Convention of 1787. The American people have gotten an erroneous and distorted version of what actually went on at that convention. Of the 55 men assembled in Philadelphia, a majority, or 34, were lawyers. These lawyers were working for a constitution and government to serve themselves, not the people. In 1787, the common people were suspicious of the delegates who had deliberated in secret and who had not provided a bill of rights for protection from the powerful national government that they had established. Amos Singletary, a former soldier in the War for Independence, was elected a delegate to the Massachusetts ratifying convention. He was typical of the many people who opposed the Constitution. On one occasion, he addressed the chair. "Mr. President, if anybody had proposed such a constitution as this in that day, it would have been in the revolutionary era, it would have been thrown away at once. These lawyers and men of learning and moneyed men that talk so finely and gloss over matters so smoothly to make us poor, illiterate people swallow down the pill, expect to get into Congress themselves. They expect to be the managers of this constitution and get all the power and all the money into their own hands, and then they will swallow up all of us little folks." Well, that kind of harkens back to what Napolitano had said in his Myth of Freedom at the very beginning of the show, folks. What if? Check that out. You can find it at both RBN site, Public Broadcasting, and at my blog, Third Rail Blog. We'll see you next week.
Gold, ever climbing.